Chapter 8. I'm proud I'm not invisible. As a trans woman with autism, I'm most palatable to the world when I can pretend I don't exist. And this is something that I want to not only push back against myself, but really hope we see the world push back against in the years to come. The world is getting more comfortable with a certain class of trans people. In particular, trans women who can pass as cisgender. But what about those of us who can't pass, or don't think we should have to? Here's to the women with prominent Adam's apples, 5 o'clock shadow and deep voices. Here's to women like me. In the 1990s, trans women were punchlines, awareness by way of mockery. It felt like we only existed so the hero of Ace Ventura Pet Detective had an excuse to comically vomit at the thought he might have liked a trans woman, and then forcibly strip off her clothes and out her genitals in front of a crowd of vomiting outlookers. At least someone was acknowledging our existence, right? In that era, trans women in media were usually very feminine, but only to set up a punchline, the big reveal. In the 1990s conception of a trans woman's transition, we simply snuck off for one secretive operation. We'd reappear with bandages on our faces and slowly unwind the bandage to reveal the most unbelievably, effortlessly gorgeous woman anyone had ever seen. The trend continued through the 2000s. Popular culture still portrayed trans women as flawlessly beautiful, but with a horrible secret. Ooh, the penis, ooh. You heard the transphobic slur tranny thrown around everywhere. Trans men got no representation at all. As far as I can tell, comedians found the concept of a man giving up his manhood funnier than they did a woman becoming more manly. Things got a little better in the 2010s. We got our first high-profile examples of trans actors playing trans characters in shows like Orange is the New Black. The first season, at least, Laverne Cox got to play a nuanced trans woman of colour who suffered for being trans, but also got to be part of a story that wasn't just about her transness. Second, Caitlyn Jenner, regardless of my thoughts on her, publicly transitioned and appeared in a glamorous Vanity Fair spread. Here's the thing, though. A major reason why Cox and Jenner enjoyed the friendly media coverage they did came down to their ability to conform to a traditional standard of female beauty. Trans women who can attain a level of traditionally cisgender female attractiveness which keeps them from being obviously transgender are safe and acceptable. Even if their appearance is merely an accident of luck, wealth, or the timing of their transition, in reality, most trans women don't look like Laverne Cox or Caitlyn Jenner. Most of us look, well, like trans women. We might have a visible Adam's apple, we might have real trouble hiding that 5 o'clock shadow, we might have broad shoulders or big hands and feet, we might be really tall or have a deep voice, we might have a penis. We're what's sometimes referred to as non-passing. As trans women, we're told that to gain acceptance we have to pass for cisgender. We have to be invisible. We have to be indistinguishable from someone who was assigned female at birth. We are the trans people who most badly need protection in the world today. We're the people who get the most badly hurt when the government rolls back our rights. We're the trans people you don't see in the media. When the media portray non-passing trans women, it's usually cisgender men who play us. Male actors win awards for their courage in playing trans women. In truth, they're just reflecting back at the world what the world already assumes trans women are. We're not women. We're just men in dresses. That's the message the media today tries to send. The media wrongly depicts us as makeup-obsessed little boys who make a choice one day to become women. We're never just women who happen to possess some untraditionally feminine attributes. But here's how things are changing for the better. Non-passing trans women enjoy wider acceptance when more high-profile trans women come out publicly and don't make an effort to pass. The more non-passing trans people in the popular consciousness, the closer we march to the day when the general population of the world take the non-passing trans population as seriously as they do the high-profile passing population. It's already happening. Laura Jane Grace, the lead singer of Against Me, came out publicly in a recent album and packed her following album with angry trans anthems and didn't change her singing voice. That gave deeper voice trans women like myself hope that the wider population might one day take us seriously too. Honestly, I don't pass well. My voice falters, my stubble is visible late in the day, I'm over 6 foot tall and I struggle with traditionally feminine movements and mannerisms. I spent a long time trying incredibly hard to pass. And I eventually stopped trying. I started posting selfies in which I had visible facial hair or where I'd tied my hair back, exposing more of my traditionally masculine facial structure. I stopped wearing scarves that disguised my manly neckline. And I'm glad I did. I honestly think the world needs more trans people who are open about their transitions, who don't try to pass, who insist that beautiful can mean a lot of different things. The same goes for autism and how it's seen in the world. People with autism are seen as valuable if we can do something truly amazing. We're talking those rare savant-level abilities, or if we can keep our issues hidden well enough to get through the day unnoticed. Basically, we have to either have superpowers or be invisible. We're portrayed in media as being visibly symptomatic only when that can be offset with some genius ability that justifies our right to be allowed to be a bit different. We get portrayals of characters like Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory, who's permitted to be obsessed with routine and structure and rules and organisation because he's the smartest person in any given room by a country mile. He's also offset with silly, goofy catchphrases like Bazinga to make his quirks appear charming and fun. We're not allowed to exist as normal. We're not allowed to exist as people who are just a little different, but like anyone else trying to live an average kind of life, getting by day to day, making do. We're not allowed to be normal people who occasionally need to flap our hands back and forth to calm down. We're definitely not allowed to exist as LGBT and on the autism spectrum at the same time. That's way too many forbidden things going on. Too out there. Representation gone mad. No one person is that many diversity tick boxes at once. I'm an adult who can't hide my autism and LGBT status. Anyone who knows me long enough will work out that I'm trans, I have autism, and I experience same-sex attractions. And you know what? I'm proud of that. The world may want me to be invisible, but I'm proud to be visible, to be known, and to be seen.